from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, August 9th. Coming up, there's a hidden HIV epidemic among black women. In the first part of a series from Side Effects Public Media, we'll find out they're being infected at unusually high rates. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After canceling the Illinois State Fair last year due to the pandemic, organizers are set to open the 10-day event this week. But as Hannah Meisel reports, the specter of COVID-19 will be present throughout the fairgrounds in Springfield.
The State Fair is an annual celebration of Illinois' largest industry, agriculture. Fairgrounds are packed with exhibits, including farm animals and the famous butter cow, and also boasts live entertainment, fried everything, and a fair amount of politicking from elected officials. But with COVID's highly transmissible Delta variant on the rise, organizers announced Friday that masks will be required inside buildings on state fairgrounds and highly recommended in large outdoor crowds. Illinois Department of Agriculture Director Jerry Costello also says there will be 6 vaccination sites at the fairgrounds to help advance the state's vaccination rate.
I personally believe it's your civic duty to get vaccinated to protect others.
Additionally, proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test must be shown to attend concerts and races in front of the grandstand, and masks will be required for other parts of the grandstand. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The head of Carle Health says he wants to know why some employees don't want to get vaccinated. The Urbana-based healthcare system is now requiring unvaccinated employees to wear an N95 mask along with other safety measures. The new policy at Carle comes about a month after OSF Healthcare imposed a similar requirement for its workers. Carle Health President and CEO Dr. James Leonard says those employees also have to explain to management why they're not vaccinated.
We're trying to figure out who is that hard no, I'll put it that way, that under no circumstances am I doing this.
Leonard says Carle will use that employee feedback to decide if more strict vaccine enforcement is necessary. As of Friday, 28% of Carle Health employees were not vaccinated. The Champaign County Board will consider spending nearly $500,000 to move inmates out of the aging county jail in downtown Urbana due to a shortage of correctional officers. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Sheriff Dustin Harmon says his department has 10 vacant correctional officer positions and only 2 applicants in the pipeline, making it hard to adequately staff the downtown jail, which is the older of the county's 2 jail facilities. County Board Finance Committee Chair Stephanie Furtado says renting space for the inmates at jails in other counties will help in the short term.
The sheriff has asked for, and I'll be supporting his request to at least from now to the end of the year, to have the ability to move people out of that facility. And right now what that means is we would have to house them outside of Champaign County.
Also on the agenda, setting up a proposed special committee to figure out how to renovate and expand Champaign County's newer satellite jail so it can close the downtown jail for good. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported 46 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, and the number of active cases held steady at 617. That's the highest number of active cases in the county since February. There are 19 county residents currently hospitalized with the virus, down from a recent peak of 21 on Saturday. There's no new vaccination data for Champaign County since Friday. At that time, 57% of the eligible population was fully vaccinated, with nearly 50% of the county's total population fully vaccinated. Still to come, black women are being infected with HIV at unusually high rates. We'll take a look at those numbers. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Indiana drew national attention for an HIV outbreak in 2015, mostly tied to drug use. But there's a hidden HIV epidemic among another group of people, black women. In the first part of a 3-part series, Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports they're being infected at unusually high rates.
Sheila Muhammad tested HIV positive in 1990, when she was just 26 years old,
and pregnant with her third child. She was shocked, angry, and scared. HIV wasn't something she thought she was at risk for. But her husband had tested positive while in treatment for intravenous drug use.
It took me a long time to know, you know, that he was on the drugs. And then I didn't know enough about it. You know, I didn't educate myself to even know that the two went together.
That was less than a decade after HIV had been identified as the virus that can lead to AIDS. At that point, media attention was focused mainly on gay men, like Rock Hudson and Liberace, or on IV drug users, not on young black mothers like Muhammad, who's from South Bend, Indiana.
When I found out, the first thing I did was said a prayer to God that, you know, if I had to die, you know, I wanted my children to be grown so they would not be a burden on anybody else.
HIV outreach campaigns have traditionally focused on reaching injection drug users or white men who have sex with other men. But according to the CDC, about 1 in 4 people living with HIV are women. Black women are being hit especially hard. They account for about 60% of cases among women in the U.S., even though they're only about 13% of the female population. And an overwhelming majority of new infections for women are from heterosexual contact. Amy Knope researches HIV prevention as an assistant professor at the Indiana University School of Nursing.
Black Americans are the least likely to be tested, the least likely to be linked to care once they are tested and found to be HIV positive, and also the least likely to be adequately treated and virally suppressed.
Knope says, like other health disparities, racism is behind the high HIV rates in Black women. It shows up in healthcare, medical research, and even the criminal justice system. Knope says people of color are also more likely to be essential workers and not have flexibility to leave work for medical appointments. They're more likely to be uninsured or underinsured. And if a woman has children, there's a higher chance she must take care of them and other household duties.
Again, it sort of circles back to these structural racism issues. It can be really difficult to actually engage in care.
Knope says it is important not to blame women for these disparities or assume they're fundamentally different from white women.
This isn't true, nor is there a behavioral difference in terms of sexual behavior.
Knope says behaviors like condom usage and multiple sex partners are similar across race. Kim Parker is a public health researcher based in Texas and has studied HIV for over 20 years. She says culture plays a big role in these rates because black men and women tend to be romantically connected.
And I think culturally, black men and women want to be protective of each other. Black women are less likely to leave, you know, due to bouts of infidelity and things of that nature.
According to the CDC, some women may not know their partner's risk factors and may not use a condom or medicine to prevent HIV. And women facing domestic violence are more likely to be forced into risky behaviors or to have sex without a condom.
So you have to dive deeper into understanding the complexities around sex and whether or not women have control of being able to protect themselves. You know, we always say wear a condom, but 9 times out of 10, it's not the woman that's wearing the condom.
Though it's been 40 years since HIV was identified, Tony Gillespie of the Indiana Minority Health Coalition says a stigma still surrounds the virus.
Still have people who, you know, are stigmatized who are living with HIV. We still have communities that shun or just don't talk about it. We're going to have to get a handle on HIV where we are now before we can end it.
Gillespie believes too much focus is on ending the HIV epidemic. He'd like more attention on the hundreds of new cases each year, particularly the newly infected black women. From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.
We continue that series tomorrow with a look at HIV outreach for black women. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with partly cloudy skies and a high of 85 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Eric Stock, Jim Meadows, and Darian Benson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.